stabilize the political system, until you stabilize the economic system and the financial system and all these things, it will never grow. When we were founded on God, we grew. Now we're struggling trying to find ways to grow. Why? Because there's unrest. When you seek God first, you find rest for your weary soul. Hallelujah. Until there is stability in any of these things, a country, a home, a marriage, a relationship, a church, don't worry about prosperity. Don't worry about it, because you wouldn't enjoy it anyway. What good would it do to have a bucket full of gold and somebody at your front door with a gun? You say, here, you have it, because my life is worth more than this. You've got to have stability to enjoy prosperity. Stability is a condition. This is worth remembering. Stability is a condition and prosperity is a position. Yeah. People want the rewards of a position without healing the condition. I'm telling you, there are so many people, and I'm not saying this church, but you can ask people, hey, why don't you do such and such? Oh, yeah, I'll be glad to do that. You know, and your life's in shambles. But they'll take the position. But they need to take their condition and say, no, brother, I'm not ready for that right now. I got some things I got to work on here. But people, Jesus rebuked the Gentiles. The Jews said even the Gentiles seek a position and a title. That's not what you want to seek. Seek stability, and the stability will bring you into position. But you can't have position without stability. My, my, my. Too many people want the position of prosperity without fixing the condition of stability. So again, I say, don't pray for prosperity. Pray for stability. And the prosperity will automatically come. Now watch. Jesus talks to, or his disciples, you know, Jesus was always going into a mountain to pray. And he would leave them and he would go pray in a mountain. Many, many times he'd go pray. So the disciples saw him, he kept going off and praying. They said, hey, teach us how to pray. We don't know how to pray. And they were supposed to be, man, they had synagogues and you know, these Pharisees would stand on the corner with these long prayers. Sometimes I just get to the point, you know. And so he said to Jesus, teach us how to pray. He said, okay, I'll teach you how to pray. Now watch this. He said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is a prayer for stability. Mm-hmm. Because let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heaven's stable. And when it got unstable one time, God took care of that real quick. Because if heaven's not a stable place, why go? If it's not a place of rest, why go? So he said, let your will be done. What you say in heaven be done here on earth also. Let it be stable. So the first opening part of his prayer is about stability. Now watch. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He's talking about stability emotionally and spiritually. See, they're not really emotional in heaven except to worship the Lord. And the things of life don't bother them in heaven. Even Samuel, when he went on to glory, he told Saul, he said, why'd you bother me? I was at rest. I'm through with earth. And we need the peace of heaven right here on earth. Where there's peace, there's what? Stability. So then he said, give us this day, okay, let thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Stabilize my earthly needs. See, until your earthly needs are stable, you'll be seeking, trying to find stability, and you can't really worship God like you want to. You can't really support anything because you're just seeking like food and shelter and raiment, that bottom of the pyramid. So he said, give us this day our daily bread. Stabilize me every day. Give me what I need to sustain me every day. And then he moves to this. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Stabilize me between each other. See, stabilize this, stabilize me, and stabilize this. Right? So I got to know how to be at peace with my brother and my sister and my neighbor and all these things. Because if you don't have peace with your neighbor, wow. And then he said, lead us not into temptation. After you get stability, he said, keep me stable. Keep me stable. There's nothing that tears anybody down more than temptation. Temptation is the try of the enemy to destabilize you. Because when you're tempted, you're like, you can't move on with life because it stops you. You're not stable. So lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now watch. After you do these things, for thine is the kingdom. This is the prosperity part. The power and the glory forever. This is prosperity. But if you want the prosperity, you got to be stable. And people, Reuben, you got all these things. You're a great guy. You can talk your way out of anything. And you're a good guy. And you got a lot of money. And but you're weak as water. And you'll never excel because you're too easily influenced by other things and people. My. You and I, he said, if you have food and raiment, be what? You heard that, content. Contentment plus godliness is what? Great gain, prosperity. You see, once you get stabilized, that's the reason I'm glad the Gidros are with us this morning. They were out, you know, looking and going and trying to find, and now he's so happy here, he's stable. I saw him come up here yesterday, he had a thing on his back, he was spraying Roundup and all that. That means you plan on staying, right? Once you find stability, you find peace, right, brother? He's got that old that thing back there. The board gave it to him. He's gonna pull it up here and restore it. And when would you have had time to do that if you was running there? There's no peace. It's not that you shouldn't do that. There's a time in his life for that. But now, sister, it's time to. Have peace. My. Even Elijah. You know, we talk about seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and God will add all these prosperity things to you. Even when Elijah found Elisha, he said, first, let me go back to my family. There's some things I need to take care of. And there are some things you need to take care of. Even when David, before he went and got his family, and he put them in a hold, H-O-L-D, he said, I will put you in a hold until I see what God will do for me. So there's some things you got to put in a hold. You got to stabilize it before you go any further. So your number one prayer should be, stabilize me. So Reuben, you're weak as water. You're a great man, but you're easily influenced. So, but when you get down to verse 22, I'm just talking about two of these boys. Watch this. Verse 22, Joseph, though. Woo! Joseph is a fruitful bow. Even a fruitful bow by a well. Man, whose branches run over the wall. This guy is prosperous. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. That was even his own brothers and all the things that Joseph went through. But watch, but his bow and arrow, his bow abode in strength, and his arms and his hands were made strong by the mighty God of Jacob. From thence, he is the shepherd. He is the gatherer. He became the shepherd of his own family. He is the one that gathered his own family. And he is the stone of Israel. Reuben, you got a lot of stuff, but let me tell you something. This boy here is the stone of Israel. You just a son of Jacob. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and the Almighty who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth underneath, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of the Father have prevailed above the blessings of his progenitors, even unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hill. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of his head of him that was separated from his... Oh, you see, it was worth being separated. We were talking about that in our little prayer meeting back there. It was worth him being separated from his brethren. So then he gathered them together as a shepherd. So all this prosperity came to Joseph for one reason. He was stable. He was stable. In the pit, he was stable. In the palace, he was stable. He lived a life of stability. And when you live a life of stability, prosperity is automatic. It's automatic. It will come. But if you seek prosperity without stability, it won't last. Wow. I don't have time to finish, so I'll close with this. Joseph had two sons in the land of affliction, one named Manasseh, which meant God hath made me to forget all my toil. You know what toil is? Toil is labor that's unfruitful. Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. And some people toil all their life and catch nothing. And he said, even in my land of affliction, you have restored all these things that were looked unfruitful in my life. The hate that I went through and all these things. You gave me a child named Manasseh, and you have made me forget the toil of all my father's house. And he called the second one Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of affliction. Somebody said, oh, when I finally get this, then I can, when this finally happens, then forget it. It's never going to happen. David said, in my day of trouble, I picked up gold and silver and timbers by the thousands. And he said, Solomon, I want you to take this and add to it and build a sanctuary for the Lord. See, we keep waiting for our day of trouble to go away. Then I'm going to, no, it will never happen. You've got to start even in your day of trouble. Even in the land of affliction, I found a way to be fruitful. And it comes from being stable. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, right? Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, nor standeth in the way of sinners. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he shall meditate there day and night. And he'll be prosperous, the rest of that chapter says. Prosperous. Because he knows how to walk. He knows when to sit. He knows when to stand. He knows where to stand. He's stable. And so if you're stable, prosperity automatically comes. Are you understanding me this morning? Hallelujah. And it's not money. That's not necessarily what I'm talking about. That may be part of it. But it's just, I need peace. I need joy. David said when he got unstable and did some things wrong, he said, Lord, restore again unto me the joy of my salvation. That won't happen until you're stable. There's a lot of people come to church and they quote unquote live for God and don't enjoy it. Why? Instability. Amen. And then the legacy. The legacy is what you leave behind. Stability, prosperity, legacy. The middle will take care of itself. You're always going to leave a legacy. Let me tell you, every one of y'all going to leave a legacy. I remember Papa. I told you what my Papa, he was a wonderful man, brought in a lot of churches, but that little incident, never going to forget it. Hallelujah. I don't hold it against him, but I'll never forget it. And a few others like that. You don't realize what impact you have on little children when they're growing up. Because you got to be stable. Praise the Lord. God bless you this morning. Take a quick break. It's 20 after. Take about 10 minutes. We'll be back for morning worship.